T.J. White bats for the Colonels here in the top of the second inning. 4-5 and 6 for the Colonels here in this frame. White, Wade, and Paul are due up. White last night collected a hit in his final at-bat, and White has now reached base going back to the regular season. White has reached base in his last 15 ball games. Takes a strike 0-1. That is not the longest stretch even by him this year. Reached base in 23 consecutive games early on in July and August. This one's lifted to center and caught by Kivett, one away. That 23-game on-base streak for White, the longest by a Colonel on the year. One away for Lamont Wade. A.J. Ladwig, the starting pitcher for West Michigan, started game two at Fort Wayne a week ago tonight. Earned a win at Parkview Field, allowing one run on six hits. Tossed seven innings. He struck out seven and walked one. It's his 24th overall start for the Whitecaps as Wade swings and misses. It's now 0-2. It's Ladwig's first start against the Colonels. The 0-2 to Wade, taken outside, off speed. It's 1-2. No score here in the top of the second inning. Colonels in Whitecaps. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets Wade. Two away, five up, five down for Ladwig. And it brings up Chris Paul. Paul, the first baseman, has been terrific in the postseason, hitting .368, 7-419. Two go-ahead RBI hits late in games in the playoffs. Up and in, a ball to Paul, 1-0. Final road game of the year for the Colonels. And they've marketed this here in West Michigan as the final home game for the Whitecaps. So their last chance to come out and watch West Michigan play baseball this year is tonight. The 2-0. Swung on, belted down into the left field corner, and that is a hit for Paul. It hops up against the wall. Chris is into second base with a double, and the Colonels have their first base runner, their first hit, their first man in scoring position as Paul lines it into the left field corner. Paul turning on that fastball that ran in, hit just shy of the warning track, then got lodged briefly at the base of the wall. It's picked up by Kristen Stewart, fired it back in, and the Colonels an RBI opportunity for Max Murphy, who came through last night with a huge two-run single in the eighth inning. Colonels led 3-0 after the fifth, but they got two big insurance runs on the Murphy single through the middle. Pitch from Ladwig is taken away, ball one. Chris Paul with a double here in the second inning, his second double in the playoffs. One ball and no strikes on Murphy. Pickoff attempt to second, Paul diving in. Throw may have beat him, but the ball was knocked away. Gonzalez was unable to hang on. It's a very close play at second. Ladwig had Paul way off the bag. He dove back in. Gonzalez, the second baseman, may have gotten him had he held onto the ball. But the ball came loose. One ball, no strikes on Murphy. The pitch from Ladwig, and this one's taken upstairs, making the count 2-0 on Max. Colonels pitching a shutout last night. We had no scoring until the fifth. when the Colonels broke it open for three runs. Felix Jorge, six scoreless. Luke Bard, two perfect innings. Randy LeBlanc pitched the ninth. 2-0 to Murphy. Swung on in line foul back towards the suites. Bard was very good last night. That may have been the best Luke Bard that we've seen. Struck out five of the six batters that he faced. 2-1 the count, the pitch to Murphy, and it's hit in the air to the right side, and this will get into the stands and out of play. All the talk was about the pitching last night, however. The Colonels' offense was very good as well. They had a hit from every Colonel in the lineup, all nine. Out hit West Michigan 11-5. 2-2 on Murphy. We're in the second in a scoreless game. The pitch from Ladwig swung on, hit in the air towards center. Kivett turns, running towards the track, towards the wall, and it hits on the warning track, and it's an RBI hit. Murphy around second to third with a triple, and the Colonels strike first tonight on an RBI triple to straightaway center field by Max Murphy. Kivett turned and sprinted towards the wall, and it got over his head, hit on the warning track, and caromed towards the wall. Murphy speeding around the bases into third with a triple, and the Colonels take a 1-0 lead here in the second inning. A double by Paul, a triple by Max Murphy. Couple of two-out hits here in the second inning, going for extra bases. And the Colonels, for the sixth time here in the playoffs in six games, have the early lead. Navarreto takes inside, one ball, no strikes. The pitch to Navarreto, dribbled slowly up the third baseline, buried by Ladwig, throws to first, and retires Navarreto. Good play by Ladwig. If he does not grab that ball, it may play to run. Navarreto may have been able to beat it out. But the Colonels do get one on two extra base hits. No errors in the inning and one man left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cedar Rapids 1, West Michigan nothing. On your home for Colonels baseball, KMRY. Thank you. to the bottom of the second inning. Colonels strike first, a 1-0 lead on a Max Murphy RBI triple to the fence in center. Sam Gibbons back to the mound with that 1-0 lead. Kristen Stewart leads it off. Murphy tripling with two outs after Chris Paul doubled with two outs right ahead of him. Sam Gibbons to work, and the pitch to Kristen Stewart is taken away. Ball one. Colonels have now scored the first run in every game this postseason. The 1-0 to Stewart. Off speed, it's in for a strike. That evens the count at 1-1. Gibbons worked around a two-out single in the first, no runs. Pitch a fastball away, that makes it 2-1. Max Murphy with three RBIs in his last two games. Stewart swings through here, and the count is even at 2-2. Stewart, Pancake, and Kinger here in the second inning. The pitch from Gibbons. Swung on and missed, and down goes Stewart. Striking out, swinging on a fastball, and Gibbons has struck out back-to-back hitters going back to the first. Here's Joey Pancake. Pancake hitting above 300 in the playoffs. He has one home run, five RBIs. 1-0 Colonels, bottom two. The pitch from Gibbons. Downstairs. Sam making his 17th start in a Colonels uniform. It's his second against the Whitecaps. The 2-0 from Gibbons. Swung on, grounded left side, gloved by White. Throws across, and it's in time to retire Pancake. Two away in the second inning. White making a good play, moving to his left right there.
Now batting the first baseman, 34, Will Penger.
Gibbons started against West Michigan here in this ballpark on June 7. It was only his second Midwest League start, and he suffered a loss. Swung on, lifted foul ground to the left and into the stands. Gibbons lasting just four innings in that start against the Whitecaps back on June 7th. Struck out three. Slow chopper to first and foul. But really, that was a different Sam Gibbons than we have here tonight, and really the entire second half. His last start was in game two against Quad Cities. That was more the norm in the second half when he went eight innings and allowed a single run on four hits. Up and away, it's 1-2 on Kinger. Colonels wound up winning 3-1 in extras against the River Bandits. Poked foul and back to the net, 1-2. One nothing Colonels in the second inning. Gibbons working from the first base side. And here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded foul outside of first. An RBI triple by Max Murphy in the top of this inning, scored Chris Paul. Gibbons delivers, and he strikes out Kinger to end the second. Another fastball blown by a Whitecap hitter. That is three strikeouts for Gibbons through two innings. We go to the third. Cedar Rapids 1, West Michigan 0 on your home for Colonels Baseball, KMRY.